The Lord be with you.
And with
your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues. And you will be led before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but whoever endures to the end will be saved." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It is so beautiful to see the words of our Lord fulfilled so early on in the church, as we discover in the life of St. Stephen in the Acts of the Apostles. Our Lord says you'll be handed over to kings and governors and you'll have to speak on my behalf, and we see that in St. Stephen. And what does our Lord say is necessary? It is trust in the Holy Spirit. And we see Stephen, and it says he's totally calm. He has like the face of an angel, serene, confident, courageous. And the very first thing we learn about him is that he is filled with the Holy Spirit, which is one of the reasons why he was chosen as one of the first seven deacons in the church. Filled with the Holy Spirit. So not just simply possessing the Holy Spirit, but full with him. My brothers and sisters, it is possible every single day of our lives to grow in the life of the Holy Spirit, where we can come to the point where we live without worry, where no anxiety or fear ever overcomes us because of our trust in the Holy Spirit. One time I was visiting the Carmelite Monastery up in Georgetown, and talking to one of the sisters, I was frustrated with something going on in our country, and I said, you know, priests aren't preaching about it, and bishops aren't doing anything, and I remember this little Carmelite nun. She looks at me and her eyes are filled with fire. And she says, "Father, the bishops are not in charge. Governors are not in charge. The president is not in charge. The Holy Spirit is in charge." And she said, "You would be amazed what a little Carmelite nun filled with the Holy Spirit can accomplish." Yesterday, on the celebration of Christmas, we heard the words from St. John that we hear every single year, his first chapter, where he says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And it says the reason that the Word came into this world. And it says, "For those who receive him and believe in him will be given the power to become children of God." What is the power that the Word gave? The power of his Spirit, whom St. Paul says makes us cry out, "Abba, Father." It is the Spirit of Christ that makes us sons and daughters of God. And that Holy Spirit wants to fill us, that we live without worry, totally trusting in our Heavenly Father. We ask for that grace as we receive our Lord today.